This is what I came out with. When approaching 2 Chronicles 7:14, you first must consider the immediate context. After Solomon dedicated the temple, God came to him in the night and gave him some warnings, but he also gave him some reassurances. The Lord said, when I shut the heavens up so there will be no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send a plague among my people, if my people are called by who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, I will forgive their land and heal. I will forgive them their sin and heal their land. The immediate context shows that the verse is tied into Israel and the temple and the fact that from time to time God might send judgment upon the land. A few verses later, God said, but if you turn away and forsake the decree and commands that I have given you, and you go off and serve other gods, then I will uproot Israel from my land. The temple will become rubble. All who pass by will ask, now, why did the Lord do this? Well, the reason is because they have forsaken the Lord who brought them out of Egypt. That is why he brought all the disaster upon them. God has entered a covenant, into a covenant with Israel, and promised to take care of them and cause them to prosper as long as they obey him. He also promised to bring curses upon them if they fail to obey him. Because of the correspondence between their obedience and their prosperity, and because of their disobedience and their hardship. Yes. Let's sum it up. If you disobey God, you're going to get his hardship. If you obey him, you'll get his prosperity. Yes. And God will bless you out of every mess. Yes. If you'll just humble yourself and pray.
Amen. Amen. That was wonderful. Amen. Certainly that was good. Amen. Glory to God. That is some meat. Not just some word. That's some meat. Amen. Thank God for her. Amen. She surprised me. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to let this keep rolling. Come on now. Get your word together. Everyone's going to have an opportunity to speak this morning. Amen? Glory to God. Next runner up. Glory to God. Amen.
Sir.
Amen. HR, come on, give God thanks for the man of God. Amen.